Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. My name is Kwame Benta, and welcome to the Wolfen Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. Today is June 24, 2020, and it's 8:30 a.m. here in Richmond, Virginia, on a Wednesday sunny morning here, also known as the capital of the Confederacy. Today's topic is They Don't Want You to Know. They do not want you to know, but we know. And I am so grateful. Just don't know how grateful that I know what I know. And I've been trying to tell people for the longest time everything that I know and everything that I learned as I journey through this thing called life. Okay? They don't want you to know this one thing, and it is so, so simple, and it goes over so many people's heads, that gold is money. That's it. They don't want you to know that gold is money. It is a concentration of wealth. I heard that this morning from Mike Delco. This is like the triple play. I heard him this morning. He came on live. Then Brother Eric Ray Muhammad came on at 8 o'clock a.m. He does a live class 6 days a week at 8 o'clock on Facebook. Brother Eric Teray Muhammad is the son of Kwame Teray, also known as Stokely Carmichael, the member of our great wealth-building system. That's right. We have a wealth building system, and they don't want you to know. Excuse me. How do I know that? Well, I have a Facebook, and it's this particular flyer that invites you to come to our live presentation at 12 noon and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a website called goldrocks.info. Now, prior to what's going on now, I couldn't type it in that website and send it to anybody because Facebook would not allow that message to go, a private message. It wouldn't allow that to go to people. Now, so we had a flyer made, a picture, you know, a PDF. And I've been able to share that. But now, every time I post it, in my feed or in my story, Facebook deletes it because they do not want you to know that there is a better way, that there is a way to get yourself free from the current system of debt by following a few simple wealth-building principles. They're not really rules, but they are rules because if you follow these, you're destined become wealthy. But the first thing you must understand is that gold is money and everything else is credit. J.P. Morgan said this in 1912 when he testified in front of Congress before the Federal Reserve was created. You know, I watched this Unsung the other day. I had a little downtime about the Ohio Players. A lot of you probably don't remember the Ohio Players, but they was an awesome group back in the day. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. And you know what broke them up? Taxes. Federal Reserve taxes. They took everything they had, and the group broke up, and they were never the same after that. Now, I'm not here to tell you don't pay taxes. I'm here to help you minimize your tax liability Yeah, you need to pay taxes because unfortunately, the Federal Reserve has more power than the FBI, the CIA. That's right. Think about Al Capone, for those who know a little bit about gangsters. He was one of those big gangsters back in the day. They couldn't get him on anything. But guess what they locked him up for? Tax evasion. That's right. The Federal Reserve was able to lock him up. He died in prison. They say from syphilis. That's what they say. But if you know like I know, people die in prison, and it may not be what they tell you they died from. I'm going to name one name that I do not believe for a minute that she committed suicide. Her name is Sandra Bland. Yep. And there's a movie called Say Her Name that they put together, documentary. I haven't watched it. I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it because of she was handled by that police officer that day to day pulled her over for some bullshit. It just, it just cuts through my soul. So I don't want to really recall that memory visually, you know. Yeah, she was, to my studies and to my world, I believe that she was murdered in prison because the message that she had for the youth, they don't want the youth to know. And they don't want you to know what I know. They don't want you to know what the wealth builders know. They don't want you to know what Carabars International affiliates know. And that's gold is money. And everything else is credit. And once you learn that, you'll never be poor again. But to get that through people's head is like trying to break through a brick wall because they don't want that, you know, they just resist that knowledge because the educational system is not designed to give you a roadmap to freedom. It's designed to enslave you to a 9-to-5 for 40 years, working and working until the day you die. It's designed for you to have debt until the day you die. We have the solution to poverty and most crime, and it's God's money, gold. But most people cannot get that through their head. People have registered for a free gold savings account and don't even save any gold. And why do you save gold? Because it's a store of value and wealth. It's an asset. It's an appreciating asset that will grow in value. Whereas the dollar is a liability. It loses your money. It loses your wealth over time. The dollar gets weaker and weaker and weaker. Eventually, it'll be worthless. But people will hold on to it until their dying day because they refuse to open up to new information that could change not just their life, but the lives of all the people they know, like, care, and love, the people they meet along their journey, and leave a legacy for their children. But they don't have to struggle as much as we have and our parents have and our grandparents have. See, the wealthy know that gold is money. They don't save paper. The only people that save paper are the middle class, and that's slowly being evaporated because the wealth transfer is real, people. We have a wealth transfer, a monetary reset that's taking place right before your eyes, but we've been distracted with what's going on with the George Floyd, Breonna, So we have uprisings. They call riots. They call them thugs. But we have an uprising because people are tired. It's not just about the murdering our brothers and sisters in the street, but it's all about the struggle that people have to struggle just to maintain the debt. They shut down the economy. There's going to be so many more homeless people, so many people in food lines than we ever seen before. The worst is yet to come, people, and we have a solution. But they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know what we know. And that simple thing is that gold is money. And you must practice wealth principle number one. That's to pay yourself first. In other words, when you get paid, when you earn some cash, at least you should try your very best to put 10% of that aside. It should be yours to keep forever beyond your lifetime to leave a legacy to your children. But you want to make sure that you not keep it in paper. Because since the Great Depression, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its value, 98% of its buying power. If you lost 98% of your power as a human, you'd be dead on life support. And the dollar is on the way out. People, it's time to wake up and realize, as Dr. Claude Anson said in his book, Powernomics, the first floor to the road to freedom is economics. But we have to have a financial education to understand that paper is not money because it doesn't store your labor. It's not a store of value. Real money, according to Mike Dalco, so many others, real money must be a store of value. It must be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. And a dollar does not add up to that, but we know it does gold. And you can get some silver. It's very undervalued. But gold is the premier currency of the world. It's been that way for thousands of years. You have an opportunity today to open up a free gold savings account and start exchanging your declining paper currency for real money gold and small transaction friendly weights, a gram at a time or as little as a tenth of a gram at a time. That's right. And there's no requirements. There's no mandatory. There's no fees. There's no monthly fees. There's no annual fees. The account is completely free. You can exchange that paper and start building your wealth, preserving your buying power. And then guess what? If you tell other people about it, and that's what just blows my memory away, why people don't want to tell other people about this. You know why? Because they've been they can't accept rejection. Because most people are not going to accept this, but you got to keep on trying to tell those people, as often other people, as often as you can, about what we have here. We have the vehicle that can get you free. If you share this with other people, the company will pay you very, very well. You can get paid in cash and in gold through Carat Bars International. We have over 7 streams of income from the comfort of your home / your phone because you can do this business anywhere. As long as you've got a smartphone and internet connection. My name is Kwame Benta. I hope I shared something with you that's going to help you move forward to secure your family's financial future by doing something that they don't want you to know. That's saving in gold, paying yourself first. I want to invite you to attend our presentation, 12 noon, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The website is goldrocks.info. Or get back with the person who shared this with you. Or there's going to be a link here where you can learn more about what we offer. Register for your free gold savings account today. Secure your family's financial future. Carat Bars Cash Gold. We have. And I'm not even going to go into everything else we have, which is basically the icing on the cake. But our foundation is gold, God's money. We stand on real money, a solid foundation that's eternal. The gift from the Creator for us to build generational wealth. So get your money back. Take that paper. Turn that receipt in. Do it electronically, whatever it takes. Your debit card, credit card, log into your account. And start exchanging that paper cash for real money, gold. And tell everybody that you know. As Ty Best says, 98.7 and breathe. Give yourself time and your team to succeed. My name is Kwame Benton. We'll be back here on Friday at 8:30. Be safe. Be well, everybody. Peace.